This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
I cannot believe it's been 3 years since I've had Alan on the line, and here he is. It's a singer, songwriter, Alan Fonica. He goes by the name of just Alan, and that's what I'm going to call him. Good morning, Alan. How are you doing?
Hey, Brad. It's so good to be back on. I'm very good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. When you say back on, it felt like just the other day we spoke. It's been 3 years since Face to Face was released. I feel like, no, that can't be true.
I know. It's crazy. Time has flown by so quickly. No, I get such awesome feedback to hear that the songs are still being played on radio. So it just feels like yesterday that I've had interviews with people.
Yeah. Yeah, and we still play your songs. They're excellent. We love them, and so do our listeners. And I'm sure that's true for other radio stations all around South Africa and beyond. So thanks for the great music, and we're glad to hear you back. Now, I want to talk about music, but first I just want to say, look, I follow you on social media and have been doing so for the last 3-4 years. You're looking fantastic. What's going on there, Alan? I've got to first ask you that. You're looking like a superstar.
Same. Thank you. You know what? I think the main thing is me taking my health into my hands and into consideration. You know, there's no use in you being anointed and gifted that your body is not healthy to carry that anointing.
Amen.
And I just thought, you know, I had a bit of a health scare about 3 or 4 months ago, and my whole family just decided to change their lifestyle, and I'm on a journey of weight loss.
Yeah.
I've lost about 16 kilograms now, and
wow.
I'm feeling very good. I'm feeling very healthy, and it's even affected my singing and my chest, obviously, because I've had asthma.
Yes.
And yeah, but it's been going very good.
Well, it sounds like it, and it looks like it, and that's so great, and this is such a powerful thing. You're a worshiper, you're a worship leader, and we worship God not only through the words that come out of our mouth with a microphone in our hands, right, Alan? And, you know, so often God's like, hey, you're not worshiping me through your body when you keep eating that and you're not moving your body. So you're bringing something really important around worship to the fore here as well.
Exactly. You have to bring your whole life and your whole body as a living sacrifice.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what I did.
This is motivational. I hope anyone listening here is hearing exactly what Alan has said. And we've said it here before, also in the context of speaking to our health and wellness practitioner on a Thursday, is God's got a plan for our lives, and we've only got one vehicle in which to carry out that plan and purpose and destiny, and that's this body. So let's not ruin it. We're going to learn from Alan. Okay, Alan, I promise to go back to the music now. So you've got a new song. We're going to play it in a few minutes after we've chatted, called Open the Heavens. We know that you're a man, you're spirit-filled and passionate about leading worship and leading people into the presence of God. There must be a beautiful story to brought us to this song.
You know, without giving the entire lyrics of the song away, it was actually just like a story for me.
Mm.
You know, starting in the presence of God, surrendering. And when you go into the chorus, you just, yeah, it's all about His presence. Not about, you know, your needs and what you want, but just Him. And knowing who you are in the presence of God, and that in that place, everything you need is found there.
Mm.
You know, people, it's as cliched as what it sounds. People always say, you know, everything you need is found in the presence of God. And that became such a reality and revelation to me in writing this song. You know, funny enough, the bridge was the first thing that I wrote. I was standing on stage of church.
Yeah.
And the melody and the first few lyrics came to me, and I heard God say, this will be your next song. And ultimately, when you're in that place, in the presence of God, you don't want to remain unchanged. You know, you want a fresh touch. You want the open heavens, and you want an expectation for God to move. And that's ultimately what this song is about.
Yeah, and I think some problems that we have as people is we struggle with our identity, and we even find that in the presence of God. That is part of our identity, of being in that presence. And many times, and maybe lockdown has caused us to happen, and maybe you'll know better than us, Alan, but it feels like less people worshiping, less people coming together, rather just watch it online. You know, it's a spiritual thing, so it doesn't matter where I'm at. But there's something about that corporate togetherness that's so been lacking, and maybe that's why there's such a problem with identity at this time in the church. I don't know. What do you think?
You know, with regards to that, it's such a sad thing to think that, you know, as dumb as what it might sound to some, is the enemy put a mask over our mouths and tried to silence our worship. And I believe that, you know, it was sad when churches, you know, we saw churches close. The pandemic did so much damage to the body of Christ. I mean, the corporate anointing, there's nothing like gathering together with people and worshiping God together. Mm. And I think that it caused fear to come in. COVID caused fear to come in. And obviously people experienced loss and people experienced death.
Yes.
But it just caused a separation within the body of Christ and people gathering together to worship God. And obviously I made a joke with someone. And I said, you know, when you spoke about identity now, I said, the thing that COVID did in the beginning is it really exposed true worshipers. Because can you worship at home when there's no lights on you, when you're not standing on a stage, when you're not leading in front of thousands of people? Can you worship God alone behind closed doors and on your own?
Mm.
And I think that really caused real worshipers to step up in that season and caused people to do introspection and examine, you know, who they are.
And that's probably why so many great songs have been written from all over the world, because we've all experienced lockdown. It's not a South African thing. So the whole body of Christ around the world, I've also seen the songs that have been coming out at this time have also been so brand new and so fresh.
Amazing. Yes, definitely. I mean, if you look at Elevation Church and Kerry Jobe, they wrote The Blessing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that song, Justin Bieber worshipped at a concert. He invited them and he filled the stadium with worship and they declared the blessing over everyone. So songs have been written this season that I really believe are for hope, for people to hold on and just to reignite that flame and that hunger and that expectation for the presence of God and for your relationship with God.
Yeah, and I've seen that in a South African context with Stella, and then there's Jakia, who's a gospel singer out in the USA, and now we're talking about two different hemispheres, two different sides of the planet, and both have a story coming out of lockdown where they were struggling with, as you mentioned, fear and then other personal struggles during this time, and to both of them, they've gone to God and said, what's going on? And God said to both of them, who do you say I am? In the midst of all of this. And so we've got two different sounds, one distinctly South African and one distinctly gospel, American gospel, both answering that question in their own styles. And so reaching such a vast number of people, Alan, of God asking us, who do you say I am in this context of what we're all experiencing?
It's so awesome actually to see, you know, the advantage that we've had with the digital world is that you can do things with people all around the world and without physically actually meeting.
Mm.
And there's songs and collaborations. I mean, I don't want to speak too much. I know that I said it in my press release. But when my album comes out, there's two specific people that I'm going to be collaborating with that I've looked up to over the years. And the songs that they've written and the worship that they've declared in America and basically all over the world, what they've done in this past year in the pandemic has been so encouraging to see. And I'm excited for that as well, because it's something that I can't speak about now, but it will be within the album when I release the album.
Okay, now you said the word album. Now we're going to have a whole lot of other questions as well. So tell us a little bit about what can you tell us about the album that's coming? Because, you know, we sing singles all over the place, and we love that from all the artists. But when someone promises us an album, it makes our toes curl. So tell us about the album.
So I'm hopefully releasing a full 10-track album by April, May the latest this year. It's going to be titled, the album will be titled Open the Heavens. So the first single will be this single, which is Open the Heavens, and that will be the lead track to the entire album. But I'm excited because there are certain collaborations that I'm going to be having with people, and I'm just excited for the worship that's going to be released on that album.
Yeah, and the title Open the Heavens, I know you shared a little bit on some of the lyrics, but is this something that's close to your heart, is saying, look, it's one thing saying let your kingdom come, but we want to see an open heaven, we want to see heaven come to earth?
Yes. So actually, funny enough, you know, there's a song called Let the Heavens Open by Kerry Jobe, and it was actually in that moment of worship when we were worshiping that at the end of that song, the lyrics of Open the Heavens came to me, and God said to me, this will be your next song, call it Open the Heavens. And the bridge was already playing in my head. And I just thought, you know what, in the season of COVID and everything that's happening, what do you want to experience now? We want to experience the presence of God. We want an open heaven, whether it be over your house, whether it be over your school, your church, whatever it is. You want to experience the presence of God, His glory, His anointing. And that's ultimately what it's about.
So we're going to play the song in a few moments. It's not even been released yet, so we're giving a sneak peek to our listeners. What do you do nowadays when there's not all of these other fancy meet in person and all of these opportunities to have a bit of a party around a song release? What do you do now? Is it just something that happens purely digitally?
The actual song. The actual song is only going to be released digitally, obviously. The physical album will be released in April, May. But this will only be available digitally on all digital stores everywhere.
Yeah, so we're going to miss out on one of those, you know, all come and join together at a particular place from all over, journalists and musos and everyone coming and getting on the stage and having
I think
photos.
For the album release, I will definitely plan something as a launch again, for sure.
Good stuff. I'll tell everyone. Welcome. Alan, always great speaking to you. Here's the song from Alan that he's just spoken about coming up on his new album, Open the Heavens. So is it all the digital platforms, Alan, as you've mentioned, just the regulars, the iTunes, the Deezers, the Googles and all of that?
Spotify. Yes, it'll be everywhere.
And if people want to keep in touch with you, we play your music often and maybe someone's like, oh, I'd love to connect with Alan. How do I find him on social media?
I think it's easy. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. It's Alan the Singer, and that's my handle, and you can keep posted on everything that I'm going to be doing.
Yes, that's A-L-L-A-N, that's Alan the Singer, and
yes.
You can see pictures of how good he's looking. Even Taryn, every time he walks in, he's like, you, look at you, looking good. fantastic. Thanks for being a role model to so many, and thanks for reminding us there's only one real place where we function at our best, and that's in the presence of God. Thanks for this great song, Alan. Thanks that we could play it a week before the release day.
Awesome. Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.